It's the Broncos and Texans in the divisional round. Phil Milani here with Andrew Mason to talk about two players to watch for from the Texans. And Mace, when you're talking about Houston, it all starts with J.J. Watt.
Yeah, J.J. Watt's had another phenomenal season, 17 and a half sacks for the Texans. He's going back to the Pro Bowl. He's all pro once again. Everything you expect. But the thing is, it's not just about J.J. Watt. We all know how spectacular he is. There's no three technique in the league that's more athletic than him that causes more disruption. But he's also setting up his teammates. I mean, you see him making the pass rush here, but Whitney Mercilus has 12 and a half sacks as well. Jadeveon Clowney, 4.5 sacks. So really the Texans, what makes this Houston defense different from the last couple of defenses they've had is that you've got to contain all of those guys. If you put too much on J.J. Watt, somebody else is going to beat you. That's a big part of why Houston, since November 1st, actually has the league's best defense in yards per play and yards per game. It's not the Broncos. Houston's defense, starting with J.J. Watt, can really bring it.
And it's not just him coming from the edge. He can play anywhere, really freelancing wherever he wants to be.
Right. You can't say, okay, this is your man. He's everybody's man on the offensive line. Probably everybody but Matt Paradis on the Broncos offensive line is going to have to line up against J.J. Watt at some point. But that being said, he's most effective coming from the 3-of-the-5 technique on the right side. And so Michael Schofield or Tyler Columbus, whoever is playing right tackle, is going to have his hands full.
Well, J.J. Watt, the 2-time Defensive Player of the Year, could make it 3-time Defensive Player of the Year, joining only Lawrence Taylor with that recognition. The other guy on the other side of the ball to watch for, mate, DeAndre Hopkins.
Yep, and DeAndre Hopkins has had his breakthrough season this year. You see the numbers, 111 catches, 1,521 yards, 11 touchdowns. What makes him all the more remarkable, you can see how physical he is, obviously, and how well he can get downfield. But you see him, there he's going against Darrelle Revis. Look at the kind of play he makes. Look how he sets up Revis. Doesn't need a lot of separation. He has been the best friend of all the Houston quarterbacks this year. Big reason why the Texans have succeeded in spite of going through 4 quarterbacks is because they've been able to rely on DeAndre Hopkins. They don't really have a great number 2 receiver. No one else has more than 47 receptions. It's all about Hopkins in the passing game. Doesn't matter the quarterback, doesn't matter the complimentary receiver. He's making plays, and really it says a lot for him that he's doing it despite going against defenses that week after week are scheming to stop him, and they're failing.
Well, and it says a lot, too, because the Texans, 4 starting quarterbacks this season, yet DeAndre Hopkins putting up those kind of numbers. Okay, that's 2 players to watch for when the Broncos and Texans square off next Sunday. For Andrew Mason, I'm sorry.